This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
There's still no baseball?
There's still internet? Still no internet.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I know. We've given up. We were going to ask somebody
about... I just want to watch baseball.
I know, but I guess, you know, the toss cutting, I'm not really sure, but it's obviously not a priority. There was a time, I think, when... I recall emails being sent, like the internet may be down for a few minutes later this afternoon, and people still would lose their minds. But now it's just been gone
about
since
2 weeks.
It hasn't been that long. I think Thursday
it's
or Friday.
Most
of Wi-Fi, right? I mean,
yeah. There's no Wi-Fi. I think as long as your computer's plugged into the network, like yours, it works.
Fine.
So, and or if you're connected to my phone over here, Snowcone, then it's fine. But otherwise, there's no internet, so. You know, I'll try and connect my phone to that TV today and see if it's enough to get some baseball going. I apologize.
I
got to
start, you know, getting locked in.
I know. It's that time of year. We're supposed to have the MLB app going.
Got my bets all figured out.
Oh, have you been betting?
Well, no, I haven't, but I have my... All right, so here, people, if you want to lock, I did it last year. And I went out and figured out exactly what you would win and what you wouldn't win, all right? Because I didn't do it perfectly last year.
Are these the long-term ones?
Yes, long-term. Okay. This is it. Every day, depending on what your bankroll is, I don't care what it is, all right? You start at $10. You bet $10 on the White Sox to lose. Opening day.
Yeah.
If they win, you bet $20 on them to lose.
do the old Martingale.
If they win, right, then you bet 40 on them to lose, 80. So make sure you have enough to cover it. Now, the good news is last year they never went on a winning streak. They never won more than one game in a row. And if you would have done $10 on the White Sox to lose every game, I did the math because I had to do it because it doesn't separate your bets, and I had a bunch of other bets in there. Okay. But if you did that, you would have been about $1,300 or $1,400 above. You'd have made $1,300 over the baseball
and was
season.
That starting with a $10 bet?
$10 bet.
Okay.
Right. $5 bet, you'd have made about $650.
And your son hasn't said anything about the White Sox being any better this year, I hope.
No, everybody, they're bad.
Okay.
They're bad. So
all right. I mean, that's easier than my thing, betting, you know, one run, two run, three run, trying to cover all those different bases.
Every game, just bet for the White Sox to lose and double it if you lose. Now, if you didn't want to double it and you just wanted to bet $10 every time, you'd have won $600-some-odd. You don't have to double it.
It's not bad.
Right.
It's like a money market account, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a long-term investment, and it doesn't pay a ton, but you know you're going to make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, you plan on making some money. What about those bets? Like, remember the guy who made $1 million betting the Royals to win the World Series before the season started?
Yeah.
What? How much did he bet? Did he bet like
probably not.
Thousands?
Yeah,
or
probably 1,000. Yeah, something
and
like that.
So, are there any teams that do people talk about that? Like, here's the teams to bet now because they pay really well that they'll win the World Series. Is that something that you've ever done?
No,
bet a team to
because
we do it with NFL. You know, we'll bet who's going to win the Super Bowl.
A smarter better than me could go back and hedge that White Sox bet and make sure you do it, and then they could probably put $100 on them winning over 88 games, right? And then you'd make
cover some of
the losses if they went on some sort of hot streak or something.
I wonder do you know what the most games were that they won in a row?
One last year, that's what I'm saying.
It was just one.
You never had to double your bet last
year.
They
never won two in a row.
You never had to do it last year.
Man, that does
go back and look at it and analyze it, so I did. And the truth of the matter is they never won more than one. So you never had to double your money last year.
Great. That's very tempting. Fingers crossed. I mean,
conceivably, if they did the same thing, or if you had the bankroll and just thought they're not going to win four or five in a row, you could do $50 a game.
Right.
And make a lot of money.
If they were that bad as they were last year.
If you did $50 a game and doubled it every time they won, you'd make about $50,000.
Yeah, and even if you didn't double it, if they never went on any winning streak last year, yeah.
If you bet the White Sox lose $50 a game.
You lose a game here, okay, but I'll bet $50 again. I mean, I don't know what they pay. It's probably not very much for each game that they
lose. No, you don't, that's not what you're worried about, right?
Yeah.
You just keep putting that back in the account.
All right. I'll do it.
$50 a game.
This is my long-term investment.
You know, I doubt they're going to win. So you go 50, then 100, then 200, then 400, 800. Like, maybe the biggest bet you got to make is 800. But the truth of the matter is you got to have the nuts.
Right.
You got to have the nuts to put that in.
Because
if you don't, then you've lost your season.
Yeah, it can get there fast.
You got to have the nuts. Like, if all of a sudden they come to Kansas City and sweep them on a weekend.
Probably don't have the nuts. But maybe I start with a dollar and see what happens. And then,
are they going to win four in a row?
Well,
doubt it.
You say they won't, so
well,
I'll take my I'll take my chances.
The Church of Laszlo.
I have to say, I was a little disappointed. I have some news for you. They were going to do Hard Knocks, North Carolina, with Bill Belichick.
Ooh,
that was supposed to be a done deal, all said and done. And then I read this morning, and it's off.
So
they're not going to do it. They'd never done college before.
I was just going to ask. I didn't think
they
had.
You know, with Belichick, they were like, "All right, let's do it."
Yeah, or at least do a Hard Knocks College, do a spinoff.
Yeah, I don't know
something.
If they were going to do a spinoff. I don't know what it was going to be, but it was going to be a Hard Knocks version of North Carolina football with Bill Belichick.
Damn.
And apparently it was all done, but no.
And then did it say why it was called off? Like, was
no.
it him?
They didn't.
Man.
I don't know why.
I definitely would have
been
that.
Great, man.
Yeah.
I heard people talking about it, you know, whatever.
I mean, Hard Knocks is a good show, but it's been on a while, so to have something like that would be a good spark.
Yeah.
You know, to get interest
again.
I heard
people saying, like, on Sports Talk, I don't know which one, but, you know, saying, like, you know, they didn't like Hard Knocks. I still like it. I don't know.
They do two a year now, right? Because they do one
they
during
made
the
different
season.
Ones,
and
so they did, like, I thought the one that they did with the Giants about the preseason stuff and the trading of Saquon or not. I thought that, like, the GMs and the owners,
I
thought that was good.
Yeah.
I thought that in-season AFC North thing was good. I thought, you know. Yeah, I like it. I always like it.
So the in-season thing, it does just follow one team, though, right? It's like
well,
specifically
this time it wasn't.
Oh, I thought they did the Jets.
This was the first time that they did the in-season. They've done an in-season like Arizona Cardinals or whatever, but this was the first one they did like a whole division.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of talked to everybody in that AFC North or whatever. Well, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, clearly
I would have loved
it,
the Belichick thing.
Yeah, me
whatever
too.
Whatever guys I was listening to, they're also like, well, you know, it would have been weird with him and his 50-year age gap with his...
They brought up the
with
girlfriend?
His wife, yeah, and they're like... And they were talking about, like, you know... It might have been the... It was the morning guys on the fan. And okay. They were like, what would... you know, just kind of like, what do they talk about? What do they have in common? I'm like, what do they talk about?
Belichick and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
What do you want them
like,
to talk about?
Yeah, they're like, you know...
What do you talk
don't
about?
Don't they have to have a conversation? Doesn't it have to be some sort of connection? I'm like, what are you talking about?
You go home and talk to your wife about Xavier Worthy? Like, what do you
sure.
talk about?
They go to dinner. They enjoy dinner together. They probably get along fine. And, yeah, do they have different reference points on pop culture? Probably. But he's also a guy who has been talking to young people his whole life. He's in a locker room.
Exactly.
He's recruiting college kids constantly. So
always.
Even if he's, you know, not young like you, he's... got a job that keeps him kind of young mentally.
Like a teacher. He's
right,
surrounded yeah. by
He's
people
surrounded
her
by pop
age
culture. He understands it.
All
like,
the time.
And who cares?
Right, and they can talk about different things.
Also,
they can like different movies.
Right.
You know, she can introduce him to stuff, keep
yeah.
him hip, and he can get
and
her
he can
culture.
Be like, oh, you should see
Patton.
War on the River Kwai,
yeah.
whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
You ever seen Casablanca?
I'm sure they go see movies.
Well,
I'm guessing
sure
they
he's
go
not
dinner.
Like that anyway.
No, he didn't seem like
I'm sure
it.
He's like, let's go get a steak and some whiskey. And she's like, I like that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. And she probably wants to go shopping and he
right.
takes her as part
and
of the...
probably get along.
Yeah, okay. Here, I'll hold your bags. Right. Just like any
it,
normal, wealthy boyfriend slash husband would do.
Yeah.
I can't believe they brought that up.
Yeah, they did. Like, it would have been...
I mean, I can, but it's just like, that's the thing that you bring up is you think if they're going to do a show about Belichick, obviously it would really be a show about him and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like
and
a
I'm
Hard
sure
Knocks.
I'm sure it would be, to some
sure
degree.
Sure, she'd be part
yeah.
of it, just like the players' wives
yeah,
or
right.
girlfriends are in Hard Knocks, but... Yeah,
and I just don't see how it's so that. Crazy, you know, that how could they get along? Like, I don't know.
I see it with the women who date the old men, and they...
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it true love? I don't know. But they seem to get along. They seem to have an understanding that a lot of other couples don't have.
Yeah.
Well, if it is transactional or not.
Right.
There seems to be this understanding.
It seems to me they get along. I look at them, you know, whatever. I mean, it's social media, so, you know, nobody puts their bad days on them. It looks like they're having fun.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem overly sensitive about it. People mm-hmm. joke around about it, so yeah. whatever. Jesus.
Good
I'm
for
with,
him,
I'm
good
with
for
you.
Her.
Change the law already
right.
if you're going to keep bitching about it all the time. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio, you really
right.
are...
People get mad at him because...
Biggest movie star? That's the world you want to live in? Where the biggest movie star on his yacht can't have 20-year-old girls because he's in his 40s?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? And it goes both ways.
I thought, you know, love is love.
Yeah, love is love. And
who are you to judge?
Older woman finds an 18-year-old dude, 19-year-old dude, more power to her,
yep.
right?
Of
it's
course.
Also denying the agency of the girl. Like, they
right, always.
Make up her own mind.
Always, yes, always.
It's her body. She can share with whoever she wants. And if it's Bill Belichick, good for her.
Same with strippers. Like,
yep.
so
yeah.
do they have the agency to do it and they... Yeah. freely express themselves, or they force them to it.
That's always what it is, and it's those people. It's the people who believe that, no, it is never
that.
A choice.
Yeah.
No, because she's so much younger, she doesn't fully contemplate her decision and the ramification. Well, you know what?
I'm sure she has.
Nobody does at any age, so whatever. She's hot, she's young, he's old, he's rich. It's a tale as old as time. You're not gonna change that. Now, yes, we have laws that prevent people from dating people that are not adults. But she is an adult, I'm pretty sure, so leave them alone already. You guys know I watch a lot of true crime, and there's a famous forensic pathologist who's come out and said he thinks he knows what happened to Gene Hackman. So I figured you guys would want to know. I mean, this is not my theory, this is his, and he seems like a very smart guy. He's testified in a lot of court cases,
right.
So I may give you the answers weeks before we get the official
cool.
answers here in a second.
Have you looked at his girlfriend, though?
Yeah, I've seen her.
Sweet
I've
Jesus.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so Dr. Michael Bodden, if you don't know the name, he's had shows everywhere. HBO did a thing with him for a long time. I don't remember what it was called. Something about autopsy. It might have just been called Autopsy with Dr. Michael Bodden. But if you watch any news story about a trial that involves murder, if you watch true crime shows at all, you've definitely seen this guy. He's old. And he's like the forensic pathologist that shows up everywhere. So he's not an official investigator of the Gene Hackman thing.
Okay.
But they say that They say that he knows what's in the report, so I'm guessing he looked at the same reports that we have access to, whatever the media has access to, those reports that are telling us about the open pill bottle and all that stuff. And so he has a theory as to what happened, and of course he's careful to say, like, I'm not personally part of this, but based on this, it's probably what happened. And when I read it, I was like, of course. It's so obvious. So he says, given the evidence from the pacemaker, because he knows a lot about evidence from pacemakers, he thinks that Hackman has the heart attack, falls to the floor, right? When he falls and has the heart attack, Betsy, the wife, she runs into the bathroom.
They're trying to get the pills
to
for
get
him.
Pills for him. And, you know, the space heater on the floor, he thinks it's interesting. I get the impression that he thinks it's interesting that they decided to put that in the report, you know, not knowing himself specifically where it was at, where she was at in relation to it. He thought that was interesting enough, like maybe did she trip over wherever. But they do obviously mention that there's a space heater in there with the open pill bottle. And they never said whose pills they were. So he says Betsy probably goes into the bathroom. She's frantic trying to go get Jean's medication. And when she runs in there to get the medication, she has some sort of event of her own.
Wow.
Possibly a cardiac event. She's panicked, right? Because
right.
Jean's just fallen to the floor, and she has
to
run.
That's a big coincidence.
She has to run across the house to go get this stuff, and so.
But she's not 93; she's 60.
She was like in her 60s, yeah, 68.
I mean, what the
like
hell
that.
Did they talk about?
Who, the two of them? Yeah, exactly.
Too many years apart.
They possibly have in common. He's a cowboy and she's a pianist. Like, give me a break.
30 years between them? Jesus.
I know. Obviously, they didn't love each other. It was all for show. And if Baden knew that, he probably would have a different theory, because why would she be panicked? But he says that she may have run to the bathroom. She's getting his blood pressure medication. She falls, maybe trips over the space heater and hurts herself. My thing is, I thought it didn't say in the report, or specifically didn't say anything about either of them having any traumatic head injuries or anything like that. So if she tripped over the space heater and hit her head on the tub or whatever, yeah. Wouldn't that be in the report that she
trauma.
Had some
yeah.
sort of injury to the head?
No blunt force
and they
trauma.
Said there
right.
wasn't any.
Yeah.
So, but he's saying that she runs in there and she's grabbing the blood pressure medication. She falls. Possible that she has a cardiac event of her own. He says, yeah, she wasn't known to be in bad health, but she was in her 60s and she was under severe stress in that moment.
I don't buy it.
So he says it could have just been an accidental fall, which caused her to hit her head, even though authorities found no evidence of blunt force trauma.
Right. So
but she could have, no, because he says there doesn't have to be evidence of that. If she hit her head, she could have suffered an internal injury like a brain bleed, and that
right.
doesn't leave an external mark.
Well, it would have left. If she hit her head on the toilet or something, it would have left
he
some
says
sort
it does,
of mark.
He says it doesn't leave an external mark. I think he's saying like you can just have an internal bruise, and it doesn't have to leave even a bruise on the outside, because he's saying it doesn't have to leave an... Actually, he says... he just says she could have had a brain bleed that did not leave an external mark. As for the dog that died...
Well, also, if they're there for a week, there's going to be pooling and there's going to be rigor mortis, so you're going to see bruises that weren't necessarily caused by trauma, but by laying there for a week, your blood pools.
Sure, but the doctor said that they didn't see any external...
So I'm
yeah,
hard to
maybe
notice.
It could have been covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as for the dog that died... Same thing I said, it was in a kennel. So died from dehydration, he says. He didn't have any access to water for 9 days. So that would explain why Betsy didn't call 911. Her first priority was to run and get Jean's medication. But somehow she dies in the process. And then there's another theory that's maybe slightly less plausible here that I saw. The Starwhackers, remember them? Remember Randy Quaid and his wife talking about the Starwhackers? If you don't remember, Randy Quaid and his wife, he was making the news there for a while. He and his wife were talking about this secret cabal that kills off celebrities and steals their fortunes. Well, he said it was the Starwhackers who took Heath Ledger's and I think David Carradine's and some other dead celebrities that took care of them and took some of their fortunes. And now, according to him, he's saying they got Hackman, too. So I kind of wondered if he was still on that... Starwhackers thing, I've seen him do a couple things here and there. He's popped up in like an interview or two, and he maybe even made a cameo in something. I thought, maybe he's not talking that stuff anymore, but apparently he still believes in it because he thinks that they got Gene Hackman. So it's up to you, Starwhackers, or she had a medical event of her own because she was panicked.
I'm kind of with Harbaugh on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, if you want to watch and join the conversation. It would make more sense that she had the heart attack first.
Well, that's sort of like what I said yesterday, right?
She has a heart attack, and then he
can't take care of
himself. Tries to get to 911, falls over, then he has his heart attack too. He's already sick.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that was sort of my thing. Is that if she died, I didn't say heart attack, but if she died first, then he can't take care of himself. He's struggling to try and maybe get to his medication, get to her, whatever. And they talk about how far apart they are, and then he falls, takes a fall trying to get there, and he has a heart attack himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, it's up to you. Believe us or believe the most famous medical examiner, or believe Randy Quaid.
I would go with that one.
You go with Randy Quaid?
No.
You go with our theory?
I go with the theory that she died first, though.
Okay.
I don't like her running in the bathroom. If she's running in the bathroom trying to get medical stuff, she's moving fast. If she falls down and hits her head, I feel like it's going to leave a mark. Like, I know you guys say no, but she's moving fast, under stress, jumping around, drops all the pills, slips and falls, and hits her head on the toilet. I feel like you'd be like, she hit her head on the toilet. Like, you would know. Like, maybe not. Maybe there's a slim chance, but if you fell down right now and hit your head on that door, we'd know.
A lot of times,
yes. You know what I mean? So it just feels like that way would probably make more sense if she has a heart attack.
I did.
Trying to get pills, and then he dies.
I did just see a thing about an ex-husband who lived in an apartment across from his ex-wife because they had kids together, and they thought that would be good to be across the hall from one another. It sounds horrible for a lot of people, I would think. But he got into a fight with her, went over to her house at night, killed her, and tried to make it look like she drowned in the tub, that she'd fallen and drowned. And they originally didn't do an autopsy because she was Jewish, but when they did the autopsy later, they could see that there was bleeding under the skull or whatever. So, I mean, it is possible.
It's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. I get
but
it.
It's kind of crazy to think that she's 65 and she's a woman. That's pretty young. Even for, I understand you're in a high amount of stress in that moment and you're panicked and whatever. But she's 65 and she's Asian too. Yeah. I mean,
she could have a stroke, and because he couldn't help
Asian
her,
woman?
She has a stroke. She's laying down. He knows she's in there. He tries to go get help, but he can't. He falls down.
Right.
He's incapacitated. They both laid there sick for a while.
Could be that they're struggling.
What I mean? Like they both dive. Yeah, they're both struggling.
Yeah. Who knows?
On separate sides of the house. That sounds horrible.
That does sound
the
horrible.
Dogs screaming. Neither one of them can get
nuts.
Up.
Yeah.
He's having a heart attack. She's having a stroke. Jesus Christ.
Help for all we know. What if he was trying to get to the dog because the dog was, and she hadn't come back to let the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of horrible scenarios there. But, you know, the doctor says.
Oh, Poncho says Asians don't have strokes. They're immune. So I didn't know that.
Well, they live a long time, don't they?
I feel
like they have a longer life expectancy. Plus, she's a woman. Her life expectancy would be longer than 65, even under all that stress, to just suddenly have a heart attack. Now, if she fell and there was no signs of it, whatever, and maybe that's why they put the space heater thing in there. But I wish we could see. I just want to get a look at it, you know?
77 is an Asian woman's life expectancy.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, anything's possible. She could have had undiagnosed heart problems, and in that moment, it was just too much for her.
China, 81. Singapore, 84. South Korea, 85. Hong Kong, 86. Japan, 87. India brings it down at 70.
Okay, so, but Japan is 87?
87?
Yeah, that's a good long life expectancy there. But it is possible. It's possible.
Well, she doesn't live in Japan.
No, but I think they don't know what causes, but, you know, it's always this debate about food or genetics. But
it
the
is,
last Nova thing I saw, they said.
And a lot of stuff. Yeah. I don't know if she was doing all that stuff, so there's a lot of, you know, we talked to that guy, the Blue Circle people who live longer because they walk longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and Buettner.
Yeah, there you go.
There you
if you want to look them up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo!
All right! Are you guys excited? It's time to do the news, baby. The tariffs are on. Started last night. And, you know, we are in a trade war now, they say. China, Canada. Anybody else want some? Step to us. What did that guy say? Snoko, not step to me.
Pull up on me.
That's right. I dare
you. It is on major tariffs on big allies and trading partners of the United States, 25% on Canada and Mexico, and another 10% on China. That brings the China bill up to 20%. So you could see this everywhere from your grocery store to the dealer's lot where you're buying a new car. And then overnight, immediately you had retaliation from these trading partners. Canada came out and said that it would start to put 15% tariffs on about $150 billion worth of U.S. goods. And then in China, they also announced a second round of retaliation, including on American agricultural exports. This is something in the first trade administration that really stung American farmers. And by the way, that retaliation, remember, resulted in taxpayers having to bail out farmers last time.
Now, you take the good with the bad, you know? I do recall there being some issues with the farmers last time.
Well, I look it up, that Doug Ford, man, that guy who's in charge of Ontario, where I grew up.
And he's the brother of the Ford we...
He's the brother of the crack guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Apparently, he ripped up a $100 million contract with Starlink, said no one else can do business in Ontario, and they can't procure contacts in Ontario.
So that Elon stuff?
And they run electricity to Michigan and, like, three other states. And he's like, 25 cent surcharge on everything, and I might just turn it off.
Wow.
That would be insanity.
Well, you know what?
You know, you live right there, and you always, you know, we would go to Ontario all the time. I never knew my electricity came from Canada.
Well, hopefully it wasn't.
It doesn't surprise me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, but I just had never thought about it.
No, you wouldn't think electricity...
We grew up listening, watching Canadian television and listening to Canadian radio, you know. We grew up. It was just, you know.
Detroit radio stations based out of Canada. They called themselves
Detroit
stations,
Canadian radio stations that had offices. Like, if you won concert tickets, Canadian radio stations gave away concert tickets to Detroit and Windsor.
Right.
And they had an office in Detroit. You didn't have to go to Canada to get it.
Yeah.
You go to this Canadian radio station with an office in Detroit. So they were all kind of mixed together.
Yeah, but electricity?
I didn't know electricity came from them. I had no idea.
That surprises me a little bit. Well, you know, they've got a leader in Canada, technically. His name's Trudeau. And he had a press conference wanting to talk about these tariffs. And, man, I don't know that I've ever heard a Canadian this angry before.
So today, the United States launched a trade war against Canada, their closest partner and ally, their closest friend. At the same time, they're talking about working positively with Russia, appeasing Vladimir Putin.
What's that got to do with
a lying, murderous dictator? Make that make sense. Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite, but we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake. At the moment, the U.S. tariffs came into effect in the early hours of this morning, and so did the Canadian response. Canada will be implementing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
Well, you go ahead. I don't sell anything to Canadians. I don't know. They're going to tariff us now, too. So if American companies want to sell stuff over there, they've increased the prices.
What is that $150 billion? What is it?
I don't know. Yeah. Right, like 100. I think it's based on how much that stuff comes in every day.
I'm just not smart enough to figure it out.
And you're asking
what about all those American companies who, like Ford, who builds their cars
in
Canada?
It's a problem.
They get a tariff coming back?
It's a problem, yes.
Right?
But
they're an American company.
Yep.
So they're going to get hit for a 25% tariff. For building their cars in Windsor.
It's been a huge problem in the past.
And then coming back. So.
Yeah, I mean, NAFTA prevented that, right? So they had these. But when this happened last time around, it was a huge issue. And they even tried to move, like, okay, where do we do what? Maybe we'll close this facility. They tried to get out of these by saying, hey, Mr. President, you made this whole new rule about the new NAFTA. And we got ready for it, and we're into it. We've got it ready to go. We are going to abide by the new NAFTA rules. So since we were so early and so good about abiding by these new NAFTA, the new NAFTA rules, can we please not get screwed by these tariffs? And from what I heard, they said no. Everybody,
you're going to get it.
Everybody's getting it. So if that's
the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah, that was already kind of done. Well, we had the new NAFTA, and. Now we've got these massive tariffs. So
cars are going to start to go up again. Prices are going to
new
go
cars,
up again?
Yeah. Which I assume means that then you because used car prices have just come down.
Too, right?
Yeah, and they'd come down quite a bit.
How else are we going to feel it?
Well, she said on that thing this morning, a lot of food. She said at the grocery store,
it comes from Canada.
Some of it does.
Like what? Syrup.
Maple syrup.
I don't know. I know that's a big. I mean, you know, people think I'm being funny, but that is like it's a big.
That's
import,
their thing,
right?
Well, that's the import.
The other big thing?
But I guess we get a lot of fresh fruit and stuff from Mexico. You know, avocados, stuff like that. Stuff that's you know, when it's not in season here.
We can't grow some stuff here, like bananas.
Yeah. Stuff like that. She said gas prices will go up. Most likely because a lot of oil comes from
Canada. Cars, lumber, fruit, veggies,
lumber's a big one. Yeah, lumber's a big one. And with steel, there's so much stuff that's made with steel, so And a lot of those metals are imported from other countries, China and being one of the main ones.
I don't know. Can our, like Pittsburgh, they can't wrap up production?
That's what they talked about, that actually, about how last time around, the idea is when you do these tariffs, you're trying to ramp up production here. Mm-hmm. And they said last time what ended up happening was they can't really, like, they're probably not going to open up all these shuttered factories and get them going again, because by the time they got them going again, there'd be a new president anyway. But what happens instead is that the companies that do manufacture this stuff, let's say I say, okay, I don't know how you sell steel. Let's say it's by the yard. I don't know. Okay, yeah. A yard of steel. Okay, it's $10. Well, now, and so that's my price as an American. If you want it from China, it's always been $5. Okay, a bushel of steel.
I believe it is.
It's $10 a bushel from me, the American company in Pittsburgh. But from China, it's, you know, $4 or $5. A lot of people buy it from China, whatever. Now, it's cheaper to buy it from me, potentially. The problem is, now I can't keep up with the demand from the people wanting to buy it from me, because it is now cheaper than buying it from China. So what do? I raise my prices.
Oh, I see.
So now the American steel becomes more expensive than it was before because supply and demand. So, and that's good, I guess, for the guy who is in business still making American steel. But I don't know about us. I'm not an economist. I have no idea what's going to happen.
And then does the company that makes that steel in Pittsburgh, do they then pay the employees more because of the supply and demand? Well,
you know, that's a good question.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Is that what happens?
That's like a character.
I don't know. I don't know if that's anyone's intention here.
I'm just asking, does that happen?
We want money to stay in America, but we want to stay with the same people it's already with.
Right.
Okay, crazy now.
Right. Okay, I'm just, you know.
I don't know. Maybe they do have to. Maybe they say, hey, you know what? We do need to up production, so we're going to hire more people. Maybe we'll start making crockpots in Missouri again. I don't know. But they just said last...
Crockpots in Missouri?
Yeah, I remember that was a big deal when the crockpot factory closed down.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what else they make in Missouri, so I have no idea. Shoes, maybe? I'm not sure. But point being...
bad for that.
Maybe
Some people like that job, but nobody grew up saying, I'm going to work in a crockpot factory. Like, at least somebody grew up and said, what do you do? Like, I work in the steel industry, like my dad and my grandpa. We work hard. Like, there's something to that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I work on the line. I'm work in a machine shop. Like, all those assembly line, blue-collar stuff. But I get it, you know. But crock pot just seems so insignificant.
Okay, well, what if it was an air fryer? We make air fryers.
Yeah, I don't.
The best in the world, man.
That's it. I don't know if there's like, well, what kind of crock pot do you make? The goddamn best.
Yeah.
The one with the little blue circle.
Take some pride in it. Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel bad for people.
Well, what about the people who make the boots and stuff in America still?
Yeah, I feel like they can like that. Like, make the best goddamn work
Red
boots.
Wings.
Yeah, the Red Wings. Because I feel like that's a cool thing.
I make jackets for men. Like,
hell yeah.
I work for Dickies, and you know what? I supply guys who go out there and do hard work. Yeah. I get all that.
Okay.
It's the crock pot that made me feel bad. Like, where are you going? I gotta go make crock pots.
Well, maybe it paid decent.
Crock pots shouldn't be made. They should just appear.
Maybe it paid decent.
They shouldn't build crock pots. No one should have to do that. They should just...
Some people...
Like, I want a crock pot, and it shows up. No one...
I think some people actually like a very predictable kind of monotonous job.
I know, man. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they love it, and far be it for me. For me... That was the job that you just said out loud that made me want to puke.
Yeah.
Where I just went, oh, no.
I just recall that as a kid.
There's a lot of jobs that I don't want that other people love. But that was the one that you mentioned, and I got real heavy.
Yeah.
I went, oh, no. Like, I might have to do that someday. Like, where are you going? I'm going to the crock pot factory.
Well.
Oh, Lord.
As someone who worked in a vinegar bag factory, I can tell you, it is monotonous.
You worked in a douchebag factory?
No.
What are you talking about?
That, not where you were born, where you
worked. You got me
there. You f***ing loser.
Oh, wow. Really laid it on thick.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo.
The rest of the news.
Do it.
Well, doctors want you to know that they do not advise having measles parties.
Mm.
If you get invited to a measles party, you know, it's
don't go.
I know it's a very personal decision that you have to make for yourself, but you probably shouldn't go to a measles party. But
why?
That's not stopping people from having them. Well, I guess because measles is serious and it, you know, can kill some
sometimes. At least one kid died from the measles in this outbreak in Texas. I think they said it kills maybe 1 out of 1,000 kids, something like that. So,
I'm not a ton. Kid.
Right. I guess, you know, they didn't say anything about adults going to measles parties. And I think about it. I don't know if they're having adult measles parties. I think they have them for kids. They were talking about in this that, you know, if you're old enough, you remember chickenpox parties like in the 80s. And I'm like, no, I sure don't. And they said, but that's different because doctors say chickenpox isn't as dangerous.
That doctors are warning against. We're talking about measles parties to expose their children to the virus to try and build immunity. Now, if that sounds familiar, some of you may be remembering chickenpox parties from back in the 80s before a vaccine came out in 1995. But doctors say measles is much more serious and warn against intentionally exposing children.
So I get the impression that the people who are doing this are people who do not trust the vaccine. And so instead of getting the vaccine, they...
Does it get measles?
Yes, get measles, and they're having measles parties where they get together in groups and everybody shares their measles.
Yeah.
It's like a potluck for measles.
I like it.
Get you sick, and then I guess... I don't know if you've had measles. Is it like chickenpox? If you've had it once...
Like a herpes party.
Yeah, but that stays, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess chickenpox sort of does too, right? Because it causes shingles later.
Yeah, right? You're like, give it to me.
But is measles the same where it's like you get it once and you can't get it again?
Don't know.
Chickenpox? Must be if they're having these parties. I haven't heard of anyone. I haven't gotten any invites. But I don't have kids. So you guys have kids. I thought maybe you heard about some of these measles parties and just wanted you to know that doctors say, don't do it. The Pope, he might be dead.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
I'm saying that he's not at this point because I haven't heard, but double pneumonia.
Had two respiratory events yesterday.
They're scraping mucus out of his lungs. I mean, it sounds like the guy's probably dead by the time we're doing this, but I don't know for sure.
A new urgency in the prayers for Pope Francis. The 88-year-old leader of the Catholic Church had another setback Monday in his battle with double pneumonia, suffering two acute respiratory failures when mucus in his lungs made it harder for the pontiff to breathe. Doctors performed a bronchoscopy after each incident, placing a thin tube with a camera into his airways. The mucus buildup is a consequence of pneumonia.
So they stick a camera down in there and then... I guess live stream it to the faithful or whatever, but he's in a lot of trouble, Laszlo.
Yeah.
A lot of trouble. So if you've got...
I didn't know what double pneumonia was, but I looked it up. Yeah.
You can get it twice. I'd never heard of it until today. You get pneumonia, and then you get pneumonia again. You get two different types of pneumonia at the same time?
Both lungs.
Oh, normally pneumonia is just in one lung?
There you go. Pneumonia is one lung. Double pneumonia is both lungs.
Oh, I would have thought that it was in both lungs.
I would have thought, too.
Huh, very interesting.
Double pneumonia, both lungs.
We've learned something here today. A judge has allowed a TikTok lawsuit to move forward. This is the one that was put together by, I think the AG of Washington, D.C. was the one who started this, but then a bunch of other people signed on. He says that TikTok is lying about how addictive it is. They're lying about what type of stuff they allow kids to see. And he wants a look, you know, inside their... offices, I guess, and their books to see what's going on, because he thinks that they just tell us that they're trying to protect our children from harmful content, but they're not really. Well, and not only are they not trying to protect them, but they're trying to addict them to this harmful
lawsuit
content.
Against TikTok brought by 13 states and Washington, D.C. It alleges the app doesn't do enough to protect young users.
Yeah, judge is allowing that lawsuit now to move forward and has also unsealed parts of it.
It tells the public and parents that the product and the platform is safe, that dangerous content can be moderated away from the platform when, in fact, TikTok knows that there's a lot of dangerous content on it.
Okay, I know TikTok, the unaliving thing, right? They're not allowed to say suicide or murder or whatever?
They're allowed to. It's just the algorithm doesn't prioritize you.
Then. Oh, okay. I thought that was like, hey, we can't show this to kids because it says suicide in it.
It's just smart not to.
So, but that has definitely trickled down to... Reels, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I hear stuff bleeped. They'll post videos, and I notice it sometimes on YouTube as well.
Yep.
They'll bleep things, and it's not just suicide. It can be other things, but like they could be talking about a true story. So-and-so murdered his wife in 19, and they'll bleep murdered, which was not a thing before.
Yeah.
Have you started to notice this,
Laszlo? Just for the algorithm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just started to notice it recently, and I thought, well, this must have to do with...
It's like they don't say gun. They say pew-pew or whatever.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And now it started to trickle down to these other... I mean, why does YouTube do it? Like, I understand they have shorts,
kids looking at shorts, but like actual YouTube videos, if that's not censored, then the algorithm pushes those away from kids or from everyone.
I'm not sure.
But they are definitely doing it on YouTube now as well.
Oh, for sure.
That's probably where I noticed it the most. Uh-huh. I noticed it on Reels first, and then I noticed on YouTube because I thought, this is the internet. Why are we censoring stuff on the internet?
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
They're not forced to. They can say what they want to say.
Like we had this government entity, you know, motivated by angry parents that told us what we couldn't say on TV.
Of the world.
Yeah, and say, you can't say these things on TV or radio, right? And mm-hmm. and now it's like you've got people self-censoring because they want that content. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's a free market, though, right?
Yeah.
If these companies say, hey, we're not going to prioritize this stuff or push it because we don't want kids seeing it and we don't want angry parents, then, you know, that's fine. It's just weird to see these things. Like, I watch car stuff, and they'll censor cussing in it or censor the word kill, murder, gun, whatever. It's just really, I don't know. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
but Lazo says he hasn't noticed it yet, so maybe it's not as bad as a thought. Hey, remember when Trump and Zelensky got in that big fight? Seems like they weren't kidding. And it seems like maybe they really aren't getting along because Trump has now today ordered a halt to all military aid going to Ukraine from the United States. No military aid from the United States.
All right, we're going to have some breaking news where President Trump has ordered a pause to all military aid to Ukraine. And it appears the reason is connected to that shocking Oval Office meeting last Friday.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have your playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. World War III.
I just like to hear that again, play that clip again. But yeah, so a pause on all military aid headed to the Ukraine. So I don't know anything about politics, but this seems to me like maybe peace is close. What? It doesn't? You don't think so?
No, I don't know.
I was trying to be glass half full. I thought if we stopped sending
yesterday about if Trump mentioned the not wearing a suit, and I saw that
because that was in SNL.
Axios has reported that the Trump administration said, hey, show up and wear a suit when you come. And so they had asked him to, and he chose not to.
They asked him to.
Yeah.
Okay. He does wear a suit sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times he doesn't. But because he's kind of got that,
Wartime president.
I'm a wartime president. I'm a leader. You know, I'm living in bunkers and all that sort of thing. But he does wear suits. It's not like the guy's never worn a suit.
No, he's got
one. I didn't know that they asked him to wear a suit.
Yeah.
So that's why he was upset. Okay. Hey, do you guys have your real IDs? You got 60 days now.
I don't.
60.
How do I go get it?
3 days. Well, I assume it's probably the same in every state, right? In Missouri, I think you got to have your license, and then you're supposed to bring like your Social Security card and your birth certificate.
Jesus Christ, how am I going to get that?
Right? Do you not have those?
No.
That's a huge pain in the ass if you don't have those, huh? If you've got a passport, you can use that?
No. Because okay. I would need my birth certificate and my Social Security card.
Do you have your Social Security card? Do you have either of those things? Oh, you have neither of those things?
No.
And no passport?
No.
You may have to go try and get a Social Security card first. I'm not sure. You're probably going to have to look at this.
But
either that or just don't fly. Who needs flying anyway? It's expensive and it's a pain in the ass. I don't really care.
64 days till the government's real ID requirement takes effect. And while the TSA says it has the flexibility to phase in enforcement, it is strongly urging anyone planning to fly to have a real ID or passport by May 7th.
I went and tried, the last time I got my license, I tried to get one. I had a birth certificate, Social Security card, and a stack of mail, right? The guy's like, and my driver's license. The guy said, okay. So he goes through everything, yep, okay, birth certificate, yep, okay, Social Security card, yep, driver's license, great. And then he goes to look at my mail, which I just brought a pile of it, and he goes, boy, you've only got one bill in here. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I can't use the thing from the bank. I'm like, you can't use the thing from the bank? And I was like, what about all of this? Look at all of this mail. And he's like, the bill is really the only thing I can use. If you had one more bill, I was like, so the thing's stopping me after waiting in line for hours.
Can they use my tax forms for my Social
You can use
Security?
That for your Social Security, I believe.
Yeah.
Because right. I know Brooke did that once. So I think so, but I don't know. I think if you have a W-2 and it's got your social on it.
Yeah, right?
Then I think they can use that for your social. So then maybe you need a birth certificate after that, or ask Twitch. They'll know. I know that I couldn't get it because I was one piece of mail short. So whatever you do, don't take the wrong mail. I was told I needed a birth certificate, Social Security card, and two pieces of mail. And when I got there, I didn't have the second piece of mail because my other mail didn't count. It has to be a bill or some sort of, I don't know, a voter ID thing that's sent to your address. It has to be a very specific type of mail that was sent to that address. And I only had the one that counted. So they turned me away, and I've got a regular ID now, and I don't feel like going back. So that's that. What are people saying on Twitch that you need to have?
I don't know.
I mean,
sounds like a lot.
Probably. If you need a birth certificate and a Social Security card and you don't have either of those things, you're just not going to get one. Just live with it. You're not going to get one.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Have you figured it out?
I think I got to get a birth certificate and a Social Security card. Twitch says you can do a Social Security card online.
Yes, you can request
one. I've got
one
my
online.
Birth certificate before. So I just have to call the city I was born in, and they send it to you. It's easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, getting a birth certificate is super easy. I was more worried about the Social Security card.
Okay. That's one of those things where I hear people say, like, if their parents lose it, then they feel like all is lost.
No.
Like, oh, my parents don't know what my birth certificate is.
I had to get euros for him to get his driver's license. I just called Seattle, the hospital, and they were like, yeah.
And they
put me on hold,
one?
And then took my credit card and sent, I got like 8 of them.
Okay.
I hit them around the house.
Okay.
And then he looked for it the other day. I'm like, I don't know where they are, man. Really, even after all those.
Just get one of those fireproof safes, the little cheap ones, and then that's just, it's not for anything valuable. It's just to, it is valuable, just to remember where those important documents are. Brooke's going through the same thing because she needed a birth certificate and all that stuff, and she didn't know where it was, but she was born in Japan. So I kept saying, like, I'm sure you can get a new one. She's like, I can't because I was born in Japan. It's this whole thing. No one knows how to do it. And I was like, boy, I really can't help you then because I'm not the guy. Like, if you've got a problem like that, I'm not going to be able to solve it for you. But she found the birth certificate, so then she just needed to get a Social Security card. And I think she did that. I know she did that online. So, yeah, you can definitely go online to get it. And, I don't know, it's not like you're in a rush because you don't need a real ID this very moment. Plus, you got 60 days anyway. As far as I can tell, the real ID thing is for flying. I don't know what else you need it for. It's really, right, just for flying? It's not like if I go to a dispensary in Colorado, they're going to go, that's not a real ID.
It's only for flying.
Yeah, it's just for flying. These dicks. It's like, what's the problem with the ID that we have? What does the real ID do that makes it more official?
Why
isn't it something that you just do digitally at this point anyway? Send me a goddamn text or something, you know, and say, okay, click this link. Use facial recognition even. I don't know. Do a one-time thing. Here's the ID for the rest of your life. It's encrypted. It's on your phone. You can access it from anywhere because it's actually on the cloud. And as long as your fingerprint or your face or whatever matches, there it is. Why aren't we doing that?
Yeah, I love that.
Why aren't we doing that? It's all this paperwork stuff still. It's so stupid. Here, fill out this form. Print the form. Print it. Why do I have to have a printer? That's so stupid. Print the form because you can't just take a picture of it and then give us a copy of the print. Dude, come on. Send it to me on my phone already and
it's
be
absurd.
Done. And just be done with it. So I guess people who have Teslas are worried about vandals now. I've seen a little bit about
vandals.
This. Yeah, vandals. Like people are coming.
Key in their car or something?
People are going after Teslas because there's people who don't like Elon Musk.
Okay, well...
Right? I wonder what they don't like about him. Oh, maybe if they work for a government, one of those organizations, right? Because he does the Department of Government, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that could be what it is. But they're doing...
You don't mess with another man's car.
No, you don't. And they're doing... Well, they're not just messing with cars. They're messing with the charging stations. I saw there's been some vandalism at charging stations. Yesterday, I think, in Massachusetts, maybe, they suspect it was arson. They lit this whole big row of Tesla chargers on fire.
Tesla chargers going up in flames. Investigators believe someone intentionally set them on fire.
I happen to use these chargers often, and it's scary that someone would come and torch this because it's hazardous to the air and dangerous.
The incident comes as Tesla vehicles and dealerships have been targeted in response to CEO Elon Musk's cost-cutting measures in the Trump administration.
So some of the things people are doing, like some people are putting signs on their car. There's a sign that says, I bought this car before I knew Elon was crazy. When was that?
Yeah.
but okay, I bought this car before I knew Elon was crazy. Things like that. Even just, using, like, what's that stuff? Shoe polish. And writing messages like, please, I don't support Elon, whatever. Leave my car alone. And that's all fine and dandy. But my favorite is that now there's this online community of people who are sharing tips and tricks about how to turn their Teslas into, make them look like Mazdas, Hondas, Audis. And it's pretty good, because when you see,
they're pretty unique shapes.
They are. So it's weird that when you see like a Tesla and suddenly it's got the Audi badge on it and it says A5 and 2.0T, if your brain looks at that, and I like cars, but if I just glance at that, I probably think like Audi and the Mazda badge. Same thing. You think, oh, it's one of those crossovers. The Honda badge almost makes the Honda, almost makes the Tesla look like a Honda Accord.
Tesla, and they don't. Up as an Audi.
Well, they don't. The problem is they're worried about their cars getting vandalized. So I don't know. I assume maybe a lot of these people are, if you're willing to change the logos on your car, maybe you're one of the people who doesn't like Elon either. But also, can we all agree that if you don't like Elon, the way to go about showing that anger is not to mess with somebody else's car.
No,
like
that.
You don't do it. You just don't do it. It's a rule. It's an unspoken and spoken rule. You don't do it. Why go after the person? And maybe you even hate electric cars. Well, I guess if you hate Elon. I'm confused, because the people who probably bought electric cars, a lot of them would have been, now they're the ones who probably don't like Elon. I don't know. I don't follow Tesla's stock all that closely. But it's very confusing. Did people who hated electric cars before, are they like into Teslas now because they like Elon? Like, has Elon created a new... I guess
group
what I'm asking is,
is
there like a group of conservatives or Trump people who are into Teslas now because they like Elon? Has there been any evidence of that? That seems like a tough one, but I mean, I suppose it's possible. Either way, stop messing with people's cars. Stop blowing up Tesla charging stations. If you're a liberal, because I assume if you hate Elon, you're probably a liberal, then you should know that blowing up a Tesla charging station, as they pointed out in these news stories, very bad for the environment. Very bad for the environment.
Oh, it is.
It is very bad for the environment. Not to mention all the damage you're doing by keeping these cars from being able to get charged. I mean, these poor guys being interviewed, some of them have a hard time getting to work. You know, there's not a bunch of Tesla charging stations where everybody lives. Some places, they might only have the one. They really depend on it. So people shouldn't have to write with shoe polish on their car, "Don't vandalize my car." Just leave it alone. And what we should do is increase the punishment for people who do vandalize people's cars. If someone gets caught swinging an axe at a Tesla Model S, which is what one of these stories said, then they should go to prison. I don't know what the normal punishment is vandalizing a car. I'm sure it's some sort of felony. I guess it's not theft, but felony vandalism, right? That's a thing.
Have you ever been charged with it? But I believe it is.
Yeah, felony
vandalism. Over a certain amount of damage.
Yeah, over a certain amount of damage. If it's a certain monetary amount, then it's a felony. So why don't we just go ahead and take whatever that punishment is, which right now is probably a fine, and you know they always say up to 6 months in court. We'll just do mandatory prison time. Mandatory prison time. And it's not because I'm here to support Elon. I don't have an opinion on Elon. I'm neutral. You guys have opinions on Elon? You guys like him? Yeah. Love him? Hate him?
Love him.
You love him?
Hate him. Love him.
I know you bought a bunch of Dogecoin, which I thought had something to do with Elon. Turns out...
Me too. Well, once he said that he was naming something Doge, I was like...
Right.
All right, I'll buy it.
I thought you were going to be rich, man.
Me too, but
I thought that
still,
was
just hanging on.
Every
just
time I go in the head shop, I go to that crypto machine and just check the prices of things, and that Doge has just been hovering there. But you still got it, right?
I still have it.
You still have some Doge?
I haven't lost money on it, so.
I mean, when I looked at it the other night, I think it said it was maybe 11 cents or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But something's got to give. It'll spike. I mean, of all those, there's like maybe 6 to 9 cryptos that show up on all those crypto machines, so those must be the biggest
Doge
ones.
Doge is on there?
I can only name 2 off the top of my head ever, and it's Bitcoin and Doge. Right?
Yeah.
What else do you guys know?
Trump coin.
Trump coin. Is that still a thing? How's that doing?
I have no idea. What about the Hawktua coin?
Yeah, but wasn't there a problem there?
Yeah, there's a problem.
Now might be
Doge
a good
cat
time.
Coin.
If we can still buy Hawktua, if you can show me how to buy crypto, I might be interested in buying some of that Hawktua coin.
Yeah, I think it's a good buy right now.
I can see that rebound. It seems like a good buy.
What's more chicken than with a man's automobile? I mean, don't with another man's vehicle. You don't do it.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, you want to know about Wes Gantlin. All it was he had apparently a troubled performance the other night, some sort of a benefit show, and didn't do such a good job. They were, where was this at? Broken Spoke Saloon.
The benefit for him?
So, Cone. It was free entry. Scantlin and his bandmates they even signed a guitar. It says it was going to be auctioned off with St. Jude's. I like St. Jude's, right?
Yeah,
that sounds like a good cause.
Yeah, okay.
Bidder took home the instrument after paying. How much do you think they paid for that instrument?
$2,500.
$5,000 will be put towards children's cancer research. Right. I don't see you raising five grand.
Hey, I'm with it now.
But, you know, a lot of that good apparently was undone as reports from the show started to come out that noted some sound issues with Scantlin's, what they say, this is from Loudwire, impaired stage presence in which he was allegedly stumbling and rambling on stage that led some fans to leave in the middle of the set. So I guess someone...
Well, it depends on what you like. I like that drunken rock and roll
stuff. It's rock and roll, right?
I like it.
Yeah, but I guess...
No, nobody left when Iggy Pop OD'd on stage. It's a legendary show.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess...
Wes Scantlin gets a little drunk and trips over a drum kit, and all of a sudden he's... Come on.
Right, what is this? You know, when Billy Joel fell down, I understand. That's worrisome. But Scantlin's, you know, come on. This is rock and roll. So anyway, there's a quote here. Last night's show was a total disaster. I felt really bad for the rest of his band, noted one attendee.
What did it sound like when Billy Joel fell down? Just like ham hitting the floor.
Okay, there you go. I was just waiting.
A Christmas ham.
Mm-hmm. Plunk. And then that was it. And I'm like, oh no, the can split. Anyhow, this person went on to say, I feel bad for the band. They have to play such good instruments while Wes just stumbles and rambles around.
They have to play such good instruments.
They have to play such good instruments. That's what they said. While Wes just stumbled and rambled about on stage. So, someone, I guess, ran into Wes and asked him, you know, hey, what happened? And he says, perfectly good explanation for what happened. I was roofied by my old bass player.
I suck, but I was roofied. My old bass player, Sean Salmon, roofied me last night.
Here's some of the show if you guys are here. I think it sounds pretty good.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
That sounds fine.
Like a rock and roll show at the Broken Spoke.
Exactly. It's free entry, too, right?
Yeah, what are you complaining about?
It raised money for a children's hospital. Get the hell out of here.
Man, he sounded pretty good for being roofied.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
It's hard to, I mean, for a lot of people, you can't even open your eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
No, let alone do that.
Let alone do that. That's right. So, once again, as always, we support you, Wes.
Church of Laszlo. I just requested my Social Security card that quick.
That easy. See?
I'm like a little bit of a pain in the ass. It's like everything, but.
Well, it didn't take too long, though. Better than going down to the office.
But just a little bit. You know what I mean? Like everything, you're like, okay, why? Like, you know, it's got this important document that you have to read. You have to open it but.
Scroll through it.
If you're on your phone, on a mobile phone, it'll only scroll the back screen. So where you open it won't show up, right? You keep pulling it, it won't go far enough down on your phone.
Government websites never work on
mobile.
You're like,
God damn it. So you have to close it, then fill everything out because you know it's going to say you have to open this and read it, and then it gives you the link. So a couple things like that. And your password had to be 12
letters long. That's the same thing Brooke complained about.
It's
the same exact stuff.
I'm like, 12 letters?
Yeah.
Sweet Christ.
That's what Brooke said. She's like, I'll never remember this. Mm-mm. The same thing, because when she went to do it, she's like, I can't get this to work. I said, don't do it on your phone, because it's government. I'm sure they don't have a good mobile website. Just do it on your laptop. So then she did, and then she's like, oh, Jesus. And I'm like, what's wrong now? She's like, the password. They're not accepting my passwords. They have to be 1,000 letters long.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never remember. I was like, you don't need to. Just remember it this one time, and hopefully they mail it to you, and then that's that. But you did it.
I did it. There you go. I'm getting closer to a real ID.
Yeah. That sounds better than going down to the Social Security office. I've never been.
That sounds horrible.
That just doesn't sound good. I've been to the DMV many times. Was there this morning.
Yeah.
But
I saw your story on Instagram. It didn't work out for you, did it?
No. Well, you know, got in line on the app. They've got apps now, so you can get in line. Mm-hmm. Got in line on the app as I'm driving there. Get there. You know, when I got in line in the car, it said 15-minute wait. And I thought, oh, I hope I get there in time, right?
Mm.
And then I get there, but I haven't moved yet, really. I may have gone down to like 13 minutes, but certainly not the amount of time that it actually elapsed. So I sat there for a while, and then I noticed the time's getting longer. It gets a little shorter, then it gets longer again. And then eventually, you know, it'd been maybe 2 hours, something like that.
You've been waiting for 2 hours?
Yeah. And this woman...
And they said they were going to see you in 15 minutes?
Yeah. And it really... Now is it 18 minutes.
What?
Now is it 18 minutes. And this woman stands up and says, if you are here, basically to do DMV stuff, There is a statewide...
You are here to do DMV stuff.
If you're here to get tags or licenses, whatever she goes, there is a statewide outage, computer outage. It's not just this location. We don't know how long it's going to be down.
Was
only
that why
one...
you were there for 2 hours then?
I guess so. But then finally just said, well, I'm
not coming
here.
Back on.
I'm leaving. Yeah, but they said you statewide outage, one computer, so it's going to take a while. I'm like, yeah, I noticed. And I looked at the people in front of me, and I thought, if these people are staying, I'll never make it. So
right. Did they stay?
It's enough of them did that I was like, there's no way. Right. Just forget it. Because I hadn't moved. I hadn't moved up the queue at all.
Are your tags expired?
Yeah.
For how long have they been expired?
A couple of years. They say if they pull you over, they're threatening to confiscate them now. We're confiscating expired tags. I'm like, well, good. I don't want to. You can take the car, too. Just take the whole goddamn thing. It's all a huge pain in the ass.
They have to put one of those things on, a little thing that says sovereign citizen or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't work, apparently.
No, but I've heard cops don't want to deal with it.
Well, that
I've heard, like, they're like, tracks. I have heard cops say, like, yes, no, it's not a real thing. But also, I know when I pull you over, you're going to be like, why are you stopping me? I'm allowed to travel. I'm a sovereign citizen. He's like, so there are, I have, not all of them.
Yeah.
But if you do get pulled over, then you're going to get in trouble. Because they, at that point, they've decided it's worth their time.
Yeah. I thought about.
But I have heard of cops say, like, I just don't want to deal with
huge
this guy.
Huge pain in the ass.
He thinks he knows all the laws and he doesn't. So I just have to, like, you know.
I've seen those body cams before. Mm-hmm. It does seem like a pain in the ass. I've thought about getting a big, like, I back the blue, you know, sort of thing.
Or just putting that on your license plate?
Putting it on my window, you know.
And with
so
no license plate?
That draws the attention up there. He's like, yeah, they're a little expired, but.
Man, they're always like, I gave money to the police.
Exactly,
ball,
the policeman's ball. Yeah. Right. I tried to find one of those. You don't know it doesn't work.
That doesn't
if
work.
If I was a cop, I'd leave you be. Mm. You know, it's tough out there for cops right now. I'd be like, well, that guy supports me, so mm-hmm. I'll go. There's plenty of expired tags where I live, so, you know, I'll take the guy who doesn't have the back the blue, you know? I'm just saying it. You could do both, too. Sovereign citizen.
No, I know it's not a bad idea.
No, it didn't make any sense, but you could do both and then just hope that he notices one of them and then it mm-hmm. has right. If he notices the back the blue first and then he sees the sovereign citizen, he's going to be like, this guy, I'm so confused now. Weird he doesn't make any sense. I'm not even going to talk to this guy.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So, juvie.
Juvie sounds
that
horrible.
That dreaded word from our childhood.
Yeah. I mean, juvie. It's just bad.
It's bad.
You don't recover. Just the word juvie.
If you like, actually
if you,
went,
you don't recover if you go to juvie.
No.
You
no.
don't recover from juvie.
I'd like to know someone who's a success story right now who did time in juvie. Please, no. Raise your hand.
I mean, maybe if you, but you made it by working with your hands. Like you made, okay. Like you did something. You busted your ass. Like, yeah it was something.
Yeah.
But
you're not a hedge fund.
Like no, you're not.
There was no connections. Because if you had connections, you wouldn't have gone in the first place.
Well, that's
place.
It. Poor kids go to juvie.
That's it.
Rich kids go to rehab.
Or they get lawyers that keep them out of juvie,
they
whatever
go to
the
rehab.
Case.
Like, if it's so bad, they go to a rehabilitation center. They don't go to juvie.
We'll send you to
they go to a military
school
right?
Yeah.
They go do TAPS or something.
Go to military
with
school.
With Tom Cruise and Ben Affleck. They don't go to juvie. But Sean Penn goes to juvie.
Juvie just seems so bad. And I drove by it when I was a kid. I mean, everyone drives by the juvenile detention, and you just look at it, and you go, yep, that's where we lock kids up. And, I don't know what you're supposed to do with kids who do bad things. I mean, if a kid harms someone, God forbid, murders someone, I understand you have to separate them, but not all those kids in juvie are murderers, right? I mean, they can't be. So, like, what are some of these kids?
Well, I think
some
if you're a kid and a murderer, you go to prison. We don't.
Well,
we don't, that's not you go to
usually,
juvie,
yeah. But I have seen stories where, like, a 15-year-old order gets sentenced and they'll do so many years at a
yeah,
youth
but I
place,
think that's like a maximum
them.
Security juvenile detention.
It is
that's
for
like,
sure.
Yeah, it's
it
a
is.
Prison.
And that might have been what this place is that I'm going to tell you about. I don't know. It's in Los Angeles County. It's a detention facility. I mean, it's a juvenile detention. They call it juvenile hall. Which I think we called a juvenile hall, too. But it's a big sign out front says juvenile hall entrance. And it says that there's 30 L.A. County detention officers. A lot of the headlines said that they're probation officers, whatever. But they work at this detention facility.
Yeah.
They've been charged for their alleged role in facilitating. What do you think that they were facilitating? They work in a juvenile detention facility. These are adults, and there's been 30 of them arrested for facilitating...
Sex.
What?
Sex.
That's a good guess, but that is not it.
It isn't, huh?
That is not what it was.
I thought they were having sex. That was a female juvenile detention center.
Nope. Looked like they were boys. By the way, the victims, and that's what they're called, they said there's more than 140 victims, and they range in ages between 12 and 18. 12! There are 12-year-olds in juvie with 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
That seems bad to me. We can't find a better place to put a 12-year-old than prison?
It's juvie, man. They're juveniles.
You're a dad. Come on. What if your kid got mixed up in the wrong crowd and got in trouble? Yeah, but what if they couldn't get... Like, juvie? Yeah. Your 12-year-old?
He's getting a lawyer.
Imagine 12. Imagine either of your kids at 12 years old, and then imagine them being in prison with 18-year-olds.
Ugh.
That seems just... Like you said earlier, there's no recovering from it. And I'm not trying to... strip hope from anyone who has a loved one in juvie right now. But I doubt you really have
It's
much.
A long, hard road.
It's gotta be.
It's a long, hard road to redemption.
I mean, do they put that on your permanent record?
There is no permanent record. Stop it.
Well, on your arrest report, like if you get arrested and, you know, like when you have to do a background check for a job and it says, here's all the things I've been convicted of, does it say if you did something when you were 13 or 14?
I don't think so.
I would hope not. I know we charge kids as adults all the time. But I don't like it. But at the very least, if we're going to do that...
I don't think your juvenile detention center stuff goes on.
Good. Because at least give them a chance.
Record. I don't think so.
Give them a chance to go out and do something, you know? Maybe they will. Maybe they just got an abusive stepdad at home or something.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they
do. Once
they
get away from him, then things could be better. But, you know, he's the one causing all the problems, and there's fighting and bickering
sure
and drugs
there's,
and
yeah,
and
like, yeah.
Maybe they just
I'm sure it's
need
the family. I'm positive it's the parents.
Yes, but somebody recovers from this. I know we're joking, but there's got to be, not that they're doing the hedge fund stuff, no. But like you said, that they
I'm
go
sure.
out and they get a job and they're doing
well,
all right and they haven't been in trouble in a while.
Athletes, boxers, football players have probably been to juvie. Not baseball players.
No, but like contractors or some that went to juvie, right? And they're making a good living and haven't been in trouble in a long time.
Yeah.
Anyhow, these cops, whatever they are, probation officers... The 30 of them were facilitating gladiator fights at juvie. Remember the gladiator fights at the daycare?
Yeah.
Which was probably kind of blown out of proportion by the media.
What do you win?
What do you win? That's a very good question. You probably win extra.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I mean, what do they call it? Free time? Yard time?
Good days?
All the prison terms.
I'm sure they can't give you time out.
Cut you some extra slack. And they're apparently
bring food like meals from outside.
Right. We get some McDonald's or something. I mean, they said
did they
that
say
there was some.
What they, won?
They said I didn't see anything about what they were giving them, but they did say that there was some video of some of this. I saw a couple of clips of kids fighting. I mean, to me, the clip that I saw just looked like security footage from inside the cafeteria, and it looked like one kid running at another one and fighting him. Okay. It didn't look to me necessarily like
they
were facilitating
this. Somebody said they give you Zins.
There you go. Maybe that would probably be a pretty good motivator. But yeah, 30 adults who are all apparently facilitating gladiator fights.
Yeah. What does gladiator fight mean?
Exactly. I think it's the media... Again,
but is it just
because they're
like,
really
you know,
just fighting?
Is it UFC fights? Like, you know, hey, get down there.
It looked like there
you know,
were really
gladiator,
no rules.
Is it like to the death? You know what I mean? And do they have boxing gloves on?
They did not have gloves on. At least in the things that I saw, they were not wearing any gloves. And it did look like they were just fighting like street fighting. Like, you know, whatever it takes to win.
And where were they? Outside? Were they in
the
yard? The
video that I saw, they were in a cafeteria, but I don't know if it took place.
And they moved the stuff to the side and they said, let's go at it.
And then, yeah, if you're watching.
Steve and Sean, let's go.
You do notice that there are adults standing like up against the wall and they don't seem to be running to break up
a fight. These really are some wild charges. Those 30 detention officers at Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall in Downey have been charged with child endangerment and abuse, conspiracy, and battery. The indictment alleges the officers allowed and in some cases encouraged these fights to occur, all involving youth inmates. How many exactly? Allegedly 69 of these gladiator-style fights impacting 143 victims. Those youth inmates ranging in age from 12 to 18. According to Attorney General Rob Bonta's office, the Department of Justice got involved after video footage of an actual fight leaked just over a year ago.
Okay, so, you know, they're, of course, they've got lawyers, the adults do, and they've said, look, you know, at least some of them, my client did not encourage anyone and did not schedule or set up any of these fights, but that's what they've exactly been accused of, is that they would, like, make, almost like round robins, right? And you encourage
this kid to fight this kid.
Right.
And then, you know, we can guess what the rewards were. Like you said, Zen might be a good one. I don't know if they... I'm sure they have a hard time getting tobacco in there, especially in juvie. It's hard enough to get in prison. But that they would encourage
Time off, stuff like that.
Encourage these gladiator fights. They oversaw them, and they certainly didn't intervene, at least according to the criminal charges. You know, I know it's juvie. Right. I know you're working with troubled kids. It's probably stressful. Maybe it's not even really what you signed up for originally. Maybe you just wanted to be a regular probation officer. I don't know. But you are working with kids, and even if they're kids who've gotten in trouble, what the hell are you doing? You should get in a lot of trouble. If you were really encouraging these kids to fight, 12 years old, come on.
Oh, come on.
12?
These kids are going to fight anyway. You're just making
I know, but now you're telling them to fight, and you're setting fights up, I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, they were going
to
fight anyway. You're just making it so now everybody's, you know, a little safer.
Well, hold on a second. We don't know that each kid that got into a fight was going to
they
fight.
Were.
And they certainly
what
shouldn't
else were
be
they gonna do?
Scheduling
they're in
these.
Juvie, for Christ's sakes. Probably
put their head down and do their time.
No, they're not. They're in juvie for fighting. They were going to fight anyway. Now it's just, you know, they've got it all figured out a little bit.
All right, well, if they do have video of adults over there going, fight, 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 whatever, these probation officers, you don't have a problem with that? Like an adult standing there, not just not breaking it up, but cheering them on? You think that's okay? You really think that they shouldn't get punished for that? Cheering on 12-year-old kids.
Well, I mean, you know, the winner should... To the winner goes the spoils.
Okay, the winner of the fight...
When I was in there, they didn't... I don't know if they cheered, but they didn't... You know, I didn't go to juvie, but when juvie go to jail, you know, the guards just don't run over automatically and break it up.
They break up fights, right? If there's no shanks involved or something.
Not when I was there.
Well, they spray garden hose or
sure. I mean, but they let me and Papa Chulo go at it for a while before they came over.
Well,
I didn't think they did come over. You know
I could
mean?
See so. That. You know, it's like a hockey game. But you're adults. These are kids. So you're just saying that because they're in juvie, it doesn't matter anyway. All hope for them is lost. Forget about it. Is that what you're saying? It doesn't matter. They're derelicts. They're always going to be derelicts once you go to juvie. I mean, you said it at the top of this. There's no coming back. So you just say they're a lost cause anyway. Forget it.
Well, I mean, no, I'm... I hope that they recover from it, but I don't think, you know, the scheduled fight in the cafeteria is going to be the thing that breaks them one way or the other.
But the adults should not be scheduling
fights.
Well,
of course. I mean, if we're all going to be Puritans about it, they shouldn't be doing a lot of stuff they're doing.
Kids.
But of all the things they could be doing, you know, watching two kids fight in the cafeteria for extra Zen, it doesn't really kill me.
The Zen, we don't know. We're guessing there.
You know, some sort of, if as long as there's a prize at the end.
I don't know that there is, but
we're assuming
there is.
But if there is, I assume there is.
But
you know, as long as there's a prize.
Maybe
at
the prize
end.
Is just the glory or survival.
Well,
maybe some of these kids don't want to fight, you know?
Well, they all want to fight. They're in juvie.
They all want to fight. I'm sure there are kids
they're
that are scared to be there that don't
want
to fight.
But they know how to fight, trust me.
A lot of them do,
You're
I'm sure.
You're scared of all of them.
Yeah.
You'd be scared of every kid in there.
Of course. And I'm saying there's going to be kids
in there. But as long as they had an age and weight class restriction.
12 to 18.
I know, but that's how kids were in there. If they were like, hey, this 12-year-old versus 12-year-old. As long as they weren't like this 12-year-old versus 18-year-old, then yeah, whatever. You know, it probably breaks up their day, the monotony. We all get to fight a little bit. I'm good with it. Exercise. A little bit of exercise.
It's just adults just standing around just watching them. They move out of their way.
What if they had gloves on? Would you be all right with it then? If it was boxing?
Maybe if it was like a sanctioned boxing thing, it might be a little better. But they didn't have gloves on.
Okay, but if they did, and in a ring, would you be all right with it?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're just living the old days. This is just more UFC than it is boxing. Same thing.
I mean, these inmates are high-fiving the guys who you know, just kicked this kid's ass. They're like...
Yeah. That's what happens when you win a fight. Your friends high-five you. And when you lose a fight, your friends are like, damn, you got your ass kicked, son. That's the way it goes. That happens literally in every fight.
Right, but these aren't their friends.
From a fight between babies.
These are the cops.
To,
these are the guards.
You know, Tyson Paul.
These are
when Tyson walked away, people were like, damn, that sucked. And Paul's corner was like,
yeah,
you
not the
won.
Same. These people are supposed to protect them.
I know, but I'm still saying the high five stuff.
Yeah, right, but it's the wrong person high-fiving them. That's the whole problem with this scenario. They were cheering these kids on, letting them fight.
Yeah, well, they were cheering them on so that they would do better. Like, do better. That's what you cheer for.
Yeah,
like they're probably like me and Snow Cone are guards at this juvenile detention center, and I'm like, I'll tell you what, man, Steve is going to kick, you know, Kevin's ass.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, yeah, he is. Kevin's my boy, dog. And I'm like, dude, Kevin is such a bitch. He's all talk.
Yeah,
Steve
right.
is going to F him up. And then they get in the cafeteria. Then I'm like, let's go, Stevie. Let's go,
Come on, Kev.
Give him the 1-2.
Whoop his ass, Kev.
He's a bitch. Kev's a bitch. And then
he said, what?
Whoever wins, then they come back. And if that guy came back and he won, the snow cone, he'd be like, yay, high five.
Woo,
and then I'd be like, damn, Stevie. I thought you were tougher than that. That's what would happen. That's exactly how it would go down.
Very, very funny. But I know...
I'm not saying that's very funny.
I know that you don't like the fact that... Well, you've said before that when you go to prison as an adult, it shouldn't just be like, now I have to try and survive in this place because I might get stabbed or beat or raped or whatever.
Well, I didn't say they could be raped.
And... But
I
so they can get beat. They
room.
Can get beat by other kids.
Nobody wanted
They're
Stevie.
Kids.
Hey, Steve. Hey, between me and Snow Cone as the guards, no one said, I bet you Stevie rapes Kevin. We both would have backed up from that. At least I would have. I'd have been like, yo, Stevie, you can't rape him.
Would you broke it up?
Yeah, if he was like, if he pulled down his pants, like, I'm going to rape you now, I'd be like, Stevie, back. Come on, man. This is how you got into juvie. Let's go back here.
They this don't, is how you get exactly
without raping
how you
people. You fight people. You don't rape them, right? Then you know you got to go talk to a counselor or something. You got you're going you're losing it, son.
I guess that's fair.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo,
yo.
All right, getting happy.
Yeah, getting happy. Right. Sorry, I forgot. So they, I saw the study that they put out today. You know, I'm not going to get into the details of how scientists do their thing, but, you know, they have experiments that they do and all that, and then they come to some sort of a conclusion. And they say, you know, obviously...
There's a name for it.
Research?
Like when they try to do something.
When they do experiments?
Like a hypothesis?
Yeah, they might hypothesize something and then see if they can prove it or disprove it. Yeah. But I don't know if they did that here or not. I don't know. I just know that they did experiments.
What is the hypothesis?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they... I don't know. I don't know what their original... They don't tell me in there, so I'm not sure. They told me what some of the experiments they did, and I was like, okay, great. And gave people chocolates. He did this. It wasn't all that exciting. I just need to know the results. That's all I want.
Okay.
I'm a very busy person. And
the scientific method?
Reason that they do this...
Is that it?
Did this experiment because they said people have been trying to sell happiness for as long as...
Sure.
Man has been around, as far as we know.
As women have been selling
Yes, exactly. Well, almost as long, you would say, right?
Because I would say as
nothing's
long.
Been sold as long, they say.
Right, as that, and that's happiness.
Well, that's also happiness. Okay, sure.
You
so,
see what
yeah.
I'm saying? So they've been selling that was
well,
happiness.
Well, she had to sell it first, and then, yeah, she was selling
she
happiness.
She was selling happiness. That was she so, was selling, happiness and pleasure.
Yeah. So,
it was for sale.
Anyhow, nowadays...
So that's it. The hypothesis works. It can be found... We know where it can be found.
Yes.
What?
Anyhow.
From the lady who first sold it for the first time.
Yeah.
For a couple of, I don't know what she sold it for.
Shillings.
Sure. Probably before that, wasn't it?
Pieces of silver.
I don't know.
Myrrh.
Protection from dinosaurs.
Maybe
or whatever.
Myrrh. Frankincense.
But she sold it for that.
Yeah.
All the way up until, you know, the lady who sold it for a... Ford Taurus from you.
Right. Yes.
It's been the same. That's where happiness is.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Did they say it's anywhere else?
Well, so what they said is that right now there's a lot of self-help gurus, social media influencers that are saying, you know, I'll teach you how to be happy. You see them in your feed as you're scrolling, like, you know, I'll tell you why you're not happy.
Yeah, why aren't I happy?
You got ADD or whatever, and I'll teach you how to be happy, all these things.
I do.
Well... They say it sells, and there's a reason there's so many people that do it. But this research says that happiness, I guess really even happiness, doesn't buy happiness. The idea is trying too hard for happiness is actually making us unhappy. It drains all of our mental energy, and we have less willpower to do important things that we need to do, like, I guess, you know, go to the DMV or whatever, which then adds more pressure, which then makes us less happy. It's this big snowball effect. So you try to decide to make yourself feel happier, but then the effort that you put into trying to make yourself feel happier depletes your ability to do all these other things that could actually make you feel good, like being active or getting things done that you need to get done, solving problems that you've got in your life, whatever. So they say, look, you shouldn't give up on the pursuit, like the idea that maybe you'll be happy someday.
Or keep trying to be happy?
But they say you just need to chill out about it and don't stress about trying to be happy, or especially trying to be happy all the time. I didn't know anybody was trying to be happy all the time.
Well, everybody's trying to be happy all the time, aren't they?
Well, everybody knows that's not possible.
Well, yeah, right? You're trying.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of the. I don't watch very far into these self-help gurus.
You're not trying to be happy all the time?
I mean, plenty of time that I'm just not going to be happy.
Well, I guess I'm always.
Plenty of stuff I know, like going to the DMV.
I don't know if I'm putting effort into it, but
right. That's what they're saying is putting effort into it. That's what.
But I guess the effort is I'm trying.
If I watch a TV show I like.
You would like to be happy.
Right.
If I have a.
You turn on Severance, you're trying to be happy.
Right. Yes. White Claw, I'm trying to be happy.
Right. You're trying to be happy.
I feel like everybody's trying to be happy all the time.
Trying to be happy.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Slim?
Yeah, everybody's always trying to be happy.
When you have to do these things that they're talking about, being productive, you're not necessarily trying to be happy. You're just doing something because you need to do it. You go to the DMV because you need to go to the DMV.
But then I know that I'm not going to be happy. When I don't go to the DMV and I skip it and have a White Claw, I'm trying to be happy.
Right.
This thing says trying to be happy all the time.
If I get to decide what I do throughout my day, I'm trying to do things that'll make me happy.
And I said I didn't know anyone was trying to be happy all the time.
I feel like they are.
Everyone is.
Well, anyhow, they say you shouldn't.
Why?
Stop doing that. Because what I just told you, that the effort that you put into you wanting to be happy and trying to be happy, I think, are different things here. You'd like to be happy all the time.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense to me. If you're putting a lot of effort into trying to be happy all the time, then it will steal from your happiness, they said.
Why?
Because the effort that you put into being happy drains your mental energy. Exactly. Leaves you with less willpower for other important tasks.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You went to the DMV today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy?
No.
Huh.
Right. But they're saying that if you
What if you'd have stayed home and drank a couple of White Claws and banged your girlfriend, would you have been happy?
That would have been better. But,
Would you have been happy?
What they're saying is the problem now is that you still got to go to the DMV, which adds to the stress of going to the DMV.
You still have to go to the DMV.
Well, I do. Yes,
right.
That's true.
See what I'm saying is? So you were sad. You were double sad.
That's true.
Now you have to be sad again. But you could have tried to be happy and had sex with your girlfriend.
Drink a White Claw and banged your girl.
Don't really understand.
But you understand what they're saying. If you're trying to be happy all the time...
I do not understand.
If you're trying to be happy all the time,
I think you should always pursue happiness.
Well, you know, you sound like a guru.
At a constant level, pursue happiness. Why not?
Guru.
If there's two things in front of you, one will make you happy and one will make you not happy, do the one that will make you happy. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, maybe it's something that you need to do that you know you don't want to do, but
like
you need
what?
To do. I don't know, like fill out your taxes.
Well, at some point, you're going to be like, hey, if I fill out my taxes... I'll get money back, and you know what? That would make me happy.
Exactly.
So now you're trying to do something that would make you happy. You were trying to go to the DMV to make yourself happy because you're like, I'm going to get my tags. Mm-hmm. I haven't had them in years. This is going to make me happy. I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to go do it. So you are pursuing happiness even in the face of boredom.
That feeling of accomplishment.
Everybody's always, if you have a choice, you choose happiness.
Well, that's literally what they're saying, that it'll lead to happiness if you do those things. But can't try to be happy all the time is all they're saying.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're not going to be happy at the DMV is what they're saying.
But you are. You are.
I wasn't happy at the DMV.
Hold on a second. Because it went wrong.
Yeah.
But your idea to go there was to make you
happy. That's what they're saying. It could have led to happiness, but I know that I'm not going to be happy at the DMV. It's something I need to do.
Yeah, to be happy.
Right. That's what
they're
saying.
So that's the pursuit of happiness.
Right. They say don't try to be happy all the time.
So then you shouldn't have gone to the DMV?
No, they're saying that you should expect the DMV is going to suck. And just know that being at the DMV is going
to
suck.
Well, I know part of getting to happy might not be as happy as part of the journey, but I understand that.
That's what they're saying.
But I'm going to the DMV to be happy.
That's what they're saying. Yes, and you will be happier if
you go to the DMV. I've chosen happy, pursuing happy.
Unless you think that you should be very happy while you're waiting in line at the DMV, which apparently
somebody
is.
I'm happy to be at the DMV because I know I'm going to get my tickets and I'll be happy.
Nobody's happy to be at the DMV.
You're happy because you're trying to accomplish this task.
Just forget it. Look, that's it. That's
the
what they said.
Doesn't make any sense.
Is quit trying to
I'm
be happy all the time.
One.
And don't believe gurus who say you can be happy all the time.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
I'm 100% with you.
Right.
Makes no sense.
I don't want to study
for
this.
You just said earlier that happiness, it comes and goes. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Don't try to be happy all the time.
Right, but you're always in the pursuit of it.
But you're always in the pursuit of it.
That's fine, but you can't expect to be happy all the time. They're saying that these gurus are telling them that they can be happy all the time if they just change their way of thinking.
They have to be in the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, whatever they're doing, whatever their tricks are, I don't know. And they're saying, forget about that. Happiness comes and goes. Live your life. Happiness will come. You know, do the things you got to do.
That line right there is where we are divided philosophically. Don't live your life and happiness will come and go. Pursue happiness. Every time there's a choice, Make the choice that will make you happy.
That's fair.
Know that immediate next thing may not be instant happiness, but you are always pursuing happiness.
You can pursue it all the time.
That's my goddamn right. It's in the Declaration.
Pursue it all the time. Pursue it all the time. That's fine. They're not saying don't pursue it all the time. They're saying don't expect to be happy all the time. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
which I said no one expects to be happy all the time. And then you guys
water is wet. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, your mom's...
Oh, God damn it.
Come on now.
It is.
Come on now. It's out of line.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. That's it.
We're done?
We're done.
Well, that was fun.
It's fun seeing you guys. Snow Cone, I guess I'll probably see you later. Unless you stay in your bedroom, like I ask.
But in the basement.
In the basement, right, whatever.
You stay in the basement over.
Yes.
You remember what it's like. I made you stay upstairs when I used to go visit your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Stay upstairs.
And I followed the rule, didn't I?
Yeah, we'll bring you a TV dinner if you're good.
Yeah.
And if you're real good, then we'll take you to Chili's later.
Yeah,
you
except
can sit with us.
That you never did take me to Chili's.
You know, but I mean, you weren't ever really good, were you?
I stayed in my room. I did better than Snow Cone does.
Yeah, but sometimes.
Sometimes we could
hear you in there.
Oh, sorry, I want to watch TV.
Yeah.
I'm trying
I told you to keep it down.
Not hear what's going on
downstairs.
I'm
trying to listen to California jazz music and make love.
Yeah, okay. California well, jazz. You could have just done it when I wasn't home, you know? It would have been better anyway.
You were always there. Just
you
like
made
him.
Sure I was there. You only wanted to do it when I was there.
Well, all right, so I have a kink.
Yeah.
Well, why are you doing it when Snow Cone's? Snow Cone is always there.
He's always there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you like it when he's downstairs, right?
I kind of do.
Right. I mean, now you get it, right?
I guess I do.
I mean, you hand it down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Make them listen when you treat her poorly.
I like it.
That's your mother I was talking to in there. Jesus Christ. Have you no spine, son? You should attack me. What I just said to her and the way she giggled about it. You're going to sit down there and drink a White Claw and pretend like everything's okay?
How else am I going
to do? It's filthy. What I just said to her was disgusting.
Well, I forget she's his mother sometimes.
God.
Man.
All right, we're done.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, Wes Scantlin, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.